How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do podcast, the self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I'm Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the sea, we've got Jaren.
Hello.
And next to him, we've got Gage.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I want to do a quick shout-out to my buddy Reed in Maine. For checking out the podcast. Had a cool conversation with that guy. Pretty cool cat. However, I did ask if he could write a review, and he said he can't. So I'm here to try to convince him to write a review. Come on, Reed. Come on.
Does he need a new computer to write a review on? Do we have to buy him a computer to write a review?
Shut up, Kyle.
I don't know what the situation is.
Shut up, Kyle. We can't be giving out money.
I didn't ask what the sitch was. But, you know, there's got to be some way we can get this cat to write a review. Help us to help you, Reed. Send in just a review of what we need to do to get you to send in a review.
We can send him a lock of Jarrett's hair.
We can do that. We can send a lock of Jarrett's hair.
You can even have a couple beard hairs thrown in, too.
And you can decide which one's which.
Yeah. Jarrett, you have to find them. They're going to be in the same bag.
Hey, Jarrett, what's your least favorite tooth? Just a quick cue. Just quick quay away for you.
My least favorite teeth are all already gone.
Interesting.
Kyle,
the military has them, though.
I think I have a wisdom tooth back there somewhere.
Oh, you don't need that. We can just yank that right out of there. Send it right over to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope that you find a way to send us a sweet review. You don't even have to say anything nice. Whatever you write is what we have to legally say. I'm pretty sure we signed a contract with the devil that said we have to do that.
As long as it's 5 stars.
As long as it's 5 stars.
Yeah, if it's anything else, just never wake up.
So the ball's in your court, Reed.
Yeah. This is also a nice lesson to anybody else that listens to the show. You can just find a way to contact Ian, and then he will end up accosting you to write a review and just berate you with call-outs, and he's going to really shun you about it.
I'm a very persuasive man, Reed. Mm-hmm. I'm very persuasive.
He's going to get mail from us.
Speaking about balls in your court, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. He fell out of the sky today, or the other
day.
It was today.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know when it was going to come up, but I had a good feeling of who was going to bring it up.
Were you right on the money?
Yeah, I was right on that part, so I got half my money back there.
Okay, so it's a half back guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in spaghetti.
It's like betting 100 and losing it, and then betting a 200 and then getting it back. And you're like, okay, well, I did.
You can't be mad now.
Yeah, I got all my money.
I feel like we've said worse things. I'm pretty sure we put that one guy in our death pool last year, and he ended up getting cancer. Who was it? The Jeopardy man?
I don't think. Really? I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think Trebek had cancer when we thought about it.
Huh.
We only think about people who are dying.
That's fair. Or have died.
Yeah. I guess so.
Okay. Well, that's all I got.
It is Lieutenant January.
Come on, Kyle.
Ice cream at the end of it, 28th.
That wasn't good
That's
enough.
That's not it.
That's not it.
God.
That dog don't hunt.
You know we do this show every week.
Right.
You can do it, Chief.
Yeah, that's totally it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Lieutenant January ice cream at the end of it, 28th?
That's
Got
it.
Got it.
That's it. Got it. One.
How is it different? Okay.
It's, you just said January. You're talking like Ellen DeGeneres talks to
whales.
That's
what you did.
Didn't know
he spoke whale.
Is DayZ Day.
All right, Kyle. You talk about daisies or something.
Tell us about DayZ.
Daisies are very poisonous flowers.
That game sucked.
Oh.
I heard the mod was good, but the game was terrible.
Yeah.
Never played either.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It was very wonky.
Tell us about daisies. Kyle?
I'm pulling it up.
How do you not have this ready? Can you not just click on it? Or do you read it from my script?
Yes to both.
Okay.
In England, it's commonly called a bruisewort.
No, it's
Ooh,
not.
Ooh, that's cute.
It is.
Don't lie to the kids. A bruise you know wart.
You know when you get a bruise and it turns greenish yellow? Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever gotten a bruise that bad.
Really? You've never been punched in the nose or head or
I've never
anywhere?
Had a discolored bruise.
Who's hitting you? I need to talk to them. I need to hit you hard.
What are the common colors of a bruise?
For longer.
It blue, purple, and then after a little while, it'll turn green or something.
And yellow, yeah, like a yellow-green.
I've never had a yellow-green bruise. What the hell's wrong with your guys' skin?
It's never happened to me either, but I've seen it.
I have them all the time.
I'm going to tell y'all 100%, I have not seen a bruise on my body in years.
We don't move
much. Would you like to?
Somebody got to hit me real good.
You're not gripping it hard enough if it's not bruising. That's all I got to say.
Good point.
You guys ever churn a little too rough?
I'll have more scratches than bruises.
Wake up, paper cuts.
Kyle, you're gripping it too hard
so much today.
You're not supposed to grip it with your nails.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Quit using your teeth.
That's called cat scratch fever. Bom bom bom.
It says the crushed leaves were traditionally used to soothe bruised skin. So, really, they can crush anything up.
Do daisies have leaves? Or petals?
I'd say petals.
Crushed leaves. Mm-hmm. Why would they say leaves? What kind of Hey, everyone, there's a real-life idiot on this thing that we looked at. It's called petals leaves.
Who caused the bruise wart?
England.
They have dumb old English. We have good new English. That's why they call it leaves. They don't fucking know.
That's a good point, I guess. We call it strong new.
Mm-hmm.
It also says daisies are often found on lawns and are considered to be an invasive species.
A what?
Invasive? Invasive species.
Like an invasion?
Yeah.
They just really hate personal space.
This flower is invading my personal space.
This flower is getting real fucking close over here. Can you not touch me with your elbow, please, sir?
I've got a bruise there.
Well, he was in that case. He was probably trying to help.
Yeah, but he had to ask. You can't just rub leaves on people. I mean, you can.
Yeah, that's what today's about.
Rub leaves on people. Ask them if they got a bruise, and then ask to see it forcefully, and then just pull out of your pocket a bunch of leaves
and just stick them in your mouth and start crushing them up. It's like, don't worry,
crush them up
it.
With your teeth. And
I'll heal you.
Lick their bruise with the leaf crush.
It is also Hacker Day.
It's not. But what is it?
Data Privacy Day?
Data Privacy Day.
Mm-hmm.
Does this have anything to do with the Patriot Act?
I believe so.
Is that Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in the movie The Patriot, they were like, hey, we need you to do the Patriot Act. And he goes, what do you mean? We need to act like a patriot. You have to Patriot Act right now.
Can you have a favorite Mel Gibson movie anymore?
Yeah.
No. They all must be your favorite.
Oh. I don't think I've seen a single Mel Gibson movie, if I'm being honest.
You've never seen a Mel Gibson? That's not... You have to have seen one.
I'm sure
you
watched The Patriot
have.
In high school.
You
in
have to have.
Middle school. I watched The Shawshank Patriot in Redemption. Middle school.
What's that?
I watched
The Patriot in fifth grade.
Really?
In school.
Don't people die in that?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
A dude takes a whole ass cannonball in that movie.
That's that movie?
Uh-huh.
I've never seen it. I've seen that
clip.
Straight
to the chest.
He keisters a cannonball.
Yeah.
Damn.
He didn't love it. I'm going to tell you that.
Also, they like scalp people, I think.
Damn.
At one point.
What other Mel Gibson movies have you seen?
Braveheart.
Never seen it.
Parts of it.
You've never seen Braveheart?
No.
William! That's from Braveheart.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I remember it well.
Does what's
Passion
Mel
count?
Gibson movie?
He's not in it.
The Passion of the Christ?
He's affiliated.
Well, it's his movie, right?
I think so.
Mel Gibson movies.
Yeah, go ahead and Google it.
My favorite Mel Gibson movie is
Hacksaw Ridge
was
really good. I didn't know he was in that.
I think he directed it.
Signs? Have you seen Signs?
I've seen Signs,
okay,
yeah.
That's a Mel Gibson movie.
Okay,
thank
Signs
you.
Was
corrected.
Good.
All right, shit.
He was in Signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a dad.
What about Mad Max 2?
I forgot about that.
I've only seen the new Mad Max movie.
About Daddy's Home.
I haven't seen either of those.
Hold on.
Jarrett,
is he Michael Keaton?
Mel Gibson was the voice of John Smith in Pocahontas.
Shit.
I love that movie.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome.
But also, if I'm giving an honest answer, it's Lethal Weapon.
Never seen it.
One, two,
never seen it.
He's in Chicken Run.
Did you say you love Pocahontas?
The movie.
Can you sing that song?
The Paint with All the Colors of the Wind?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, I want to hear it.
I would rather not sing it because I don't remember all the words.
Pull them up. You're Googling Mel Gibson, but you won't Google Pocahontas' Color of the Wind? What kind
Paint
of racist
with
are
all
you?
All the colors of the mountain.
There it is.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Where are the lyrics at? Lyrics. I listened to this song on repeat for like a month a year ago. Actually, two years ago.
Why?
It's just such a good song, dude. What? It's so good.
I don't know if that's true.
It's so good.
Is there a remix out there that I haven't heard yet?
Oh, please pull up like a club remix.
A glitch okay. House remix, please.
Bass boost.
Paint with all the colors of the wind.
D-A wind?
Da wind.
Okay.
Remix club edition.
Bass boosted.
I can't wait to hear how offensive this bass boost is when people put in different air horns and shit.
I don't want to be too loud for the mic. Jesus Christ.
Can you skip ahead a little bit?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I do not like the way they sing.
You mean this isn't movie accurate?
What?
You mean this isn't movie accurate?
It's close.
No, I hate that version. God damn, that sucks. Can you paint with all the colors of the mountain? It's such a good song. Oh, I love that song. I'll listen to that song later.
Do you think when Mel Gibson gets into a new movie, you have to tell him, like, yes or no, if they're Jews working on it or not?
Yes.
Or if 100%. They are, like, you have to have a detailed list. Be like,
I have to know at all times who's a Jew on this fucking show.
Whose money did we use to make this movie? Right. If it's a Jew's, I cannot be a part of it. Do you think that's why he started making movies? He's like...
So Jews stops?
Yeah. He's like, there's one Jewish man not making movies. Or there's one non-Jewish man making movies now, and it's me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight back in the movie industry against these Jews who are making all this entertainment.
Only one man should be doing it, and guess what? He ain't no Jewish boy.
And then he made Passion. Really sticking it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Slap in the face.
Religion and all.
Yep.
God, this is the man you killed.
Move past data security.
It is also International Lego Day.
Cool. Fuck anybody. If you complain that stepping on Legos is the most painful thing ever, you're a fucking baby and need to grow up.
Thank you. I've been talking about this for weeks. It is not that bad to step on a fucking Lego.
Grow the fuck up. Step on a nail, you dumb whore.
So,
right. You know how different the Quiet Place would have been if that girl would have stepped on a Lego instead of a nail?
It would have been 10 times quieter.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, no drama.
True. Would have been able to fall asleep, tell you that much. Yeah.
Not worse than, a nail is the worst thing.
You think stepping on a Lego is bad? Have a baby. Have a fucking baby. You
I don't
idiot.
Think anybody's ever compared the two of those things.
I've seen it. I've seen the
memes. I've seen memes.
Stepping on Legos is the worst you could do.
So
I will say there is a Guinness World Record for the longest distance traveled barefoot on a path of Legos.
People just get
Was
bored.
It a little kid?
No, it's like a grown man.
Please tell
Kid's
me
immune
they,
to it.
Yeah, it's a grown
it doesn't,
man.
It doesn't affect him.
He has to buy all the Legos. Please tell me that record is located next in the book next to the guy that also had to like walk across hot coals for the longest distance, and tell me that they try and compare those two.
We'll see.
Please, God.
Like it's like this man walked a mile on hot coals. If you think that was hard, get a load of this guy.
How about a quarter mile on Legos?
You think a quarter mile?
It's probably stupid long. It's probably like...
This guy...
Yeah, go for it.
...walked the furthest distance walking barefoot on Lego bricks. This was from November 14th of 2019.
Uh-huh.
3,869 meters.
That's which not
12,696 feet and 2 inches.
Yes. So I have
that's
a
not
quick
three
question.
Miles.
That's,
yeah, it is.
Right?
You said a quarter mile for one.
Yeah, but that's not three.
That's 1 mile. 1 mile is 528 or 500, 2,000, or goddammit, 5,280 feet.
Yeah. So that's like two, like what, 2.1, 2.2 miles, something like
that?
You
don't think you could walk 3 miles on Legos?
I for sure think
I can. For sure.
For sure.
So you see, those people are like, I can walk on gravel in my bare feet because when I was a kid, I did it. And now they look at Legos and they're like, I have never wanted to die more in my life than when I step on a Lego.
Walking on gravel is way worse than walking on Legos.
It's like, come on, you dumb kid.
This dude's from Woodstock.
Virginia?
Unless there's another Woodstock.
There's a
lot. No, it's Illinois. It's Illinois. It's Illinois. It's Illinois. It's so Illinois. It only said Woodstock. That's all it said. I had to scroll farther to find the rest.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Damn, so, that's crazy.
If this is in the dark, like, this okay, is
go ahead.
So much worse. If you're just, like, stepping on toys and stuff, like, in the daylight, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's because it's right. The unknown.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be surprised.
That's what makes it hurt worse and makes it scarier.
Fuck it. Walk on Legos. Quit being a bitch.
If a company wants to fund the cost of the Legos for 3 miles worth of Legos, or even like a mile worth of Legos, and have someone scoop them up and lay them in front of me again.
Well,
yeah, I was going to say you don't need.
It's like a track. Just do a high school
a track. Okay,
so basically, you walk okay. A circle, yeah. And the circle is X amount of distance.
Sure,
and you just you know what I mean.
So if anyone out there wants to fund a mile long worth of Legos, I will do this.
I'm down the track.
You'd only need a quarter mile. Long,
yeah,
really.
You don't even need all that.
One loop is a quarter mile.
Well, I'm saying we could make we can make a 8-foot circle of Legos and just walk on it fucking 6,000 times.
I'll get dizzy.
Very dizzy. I'll say that.
Yeah. Okay. If someone wants to do a high school track of Legos, please put this out there.
Y'all do realize our feet would very likely bleed.
No.
3 miles. Have you seen?
I don't
Lego?
Think so.
Yes.
No, I did not think your feet would bleed walking
your feet
3 miles.
Will, your feet
is there
will
a picture of that
bleed.
Guy's feet after his Lego walk?
Hold on.
His
Let me find
trial,
can we get a picture
his,
of his feet, please?
The skin on your feet is very tough.
Yeah. They're like hobbits.
Yes.
That's even more.
Yeah.
They're even more prepared.
Yeah.
Put a hobbit in the race.
Mm-hmm.
A foot race.
I'll race a
and
hobbit.
We'll see. We'll see who the winner is.
He's great long legs. And it's just walking 3 miles. It's not like it's tough. I'm not running it.
Just take your time. You'll be good.
Yeah.
You just have to apply pressure smartly. And
evenly.
Even then, you don't even have to because you're fucking walking on Legos.
It's Legos. It's not. It could be so much worse.
Yeah. It's not like you're walking on glass. This isn't Fear Factor.
Let's take a poll. Anybody think this is impressive, this dude walking on Legos?
Yes.
No.
Do you think that in Fear Factor they're like, Joe, what if we get people to walk on Legos? And he was like, fucking what?
I don't think they'll sign the contract if we do that.
Well, that's not,
just like,
that's not a
what
fear
if he was
fact.
Like, I'm sorry,
nobody's afraid of
me.
Walking on Legos.
100% they are. That's what these dumb Facebook memes are about. I'm afraid to step on my kid's Lego because I know it'll hurt.
Well,
no,
okay,
it won't.
See,
the worst
the thing,
pain
they're
in the
flat.
World is stepping on a Lego.
Here's the thing about that you guys aren't catching
okay,
and understanding. When we're talking about being in a dark room and stepping on a Lego.
Get
we're not,
that's
not,
what that's,
we're
not, that's not it.
That is not what we're talking about.
You're walking
we're talking
on
about
carpet.
Just stepping.
Mm-hmm. You're walking on carpet, right?
Yeah.
Nice, cushy, soft carpet. Your feet are nice and chill, used to this carpet. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, the fucking corner of a Lego jabs into the center of your foot. That shit sucks.
So it's the
if
same thing
if you're a
as-
child with no feet, my mom could walk on Legos, and guess what? She's only got half feet, and she wouldn't care.
Well, I'm taking Ian's opinion out of this, because I think Ian just has this personal vendetta against things that other people say, where he just disagrees with it.
No, but walking on Legos is the is one of the least painful things ever.
To be fair to Ian,
upset.
He brought it up first, so I think he's valid here.
But Legos suck. No, nobody's trying to say that like walking on a Lego is the most painful thing that's ever happened.
Kyle, put a poll up.
When you're in a
so
house,
many people God, have said
when you're in a house and you're not intending to step on something, mm-hmm. it sucks.
So is this going to be like a pain threshold, like from 1 to 10?
No, poll, no. Or? You're putting up a yes or no poll. Does stepping on Legos hurt?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good with
okay.
that.
Okay.
I feel like that's an easy one to lose for me. But
Ian's basis is that stepping on Legos doesn't hurt.
That's my basis, too. I don't think it hurts. I think it's a big baby syndrome thing.
It sucks.
I don't think it sucks. I'm stepping on Lego right now.
So is this going on Twitter now or when the episode comes out?
That's the thing.
Do it on both.
If you do it on Twitter and Facebook right now. If you step on a Lego on purpose, it's not going to hurt.
Double blind proof.
Okay, well then...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then why does this make this 2.5 mile walk impressive? What's cool about that?
Because you're not walking 2.5 miles just stepping on a Lego every 2 steps.
Yeah, it's 6 Legos.
It's a floor of Legos.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad to me at all.
Yeah, it does not sound bad.
I think the more impressive part is somebody bought that many Legos.
I don't know.
I'm going to start going to yard sales and buying people's old Legos and just collecting them.
Just hoarding them.
Yeah. If we do it for charity, I'm sure people will be like, hell yeah, you walk those 3 miles on Legos.
I'll do it.
How we do, and then we'll use it in a way to promote the podcast.
Do it. Post up there also, Kyle. We're taking donations of old Legos.
Donate Legos to the How We Do crew, and we will walk 3 miles on these things.
If you donate the Legos, you will get a free ticket to the event.
If you donate the Legos, we will walk on them.
Free.
You donate, we'll walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if there's a way to raise money in this, we can send it to Australia or something stupid.
True. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Why are you not allowed to make polls on Facebook anymore?
I don't know why they got rid of those.
Really?
Facebook.
Yeah,
fake
I did
news.
It last I did
well, but
it like
it's
2 weeks
because,
ago.
Like, some I've seen some pages recently that still have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me open it up. Maybe Ian's dumb.
Yeah, it could just be my phone, I guess, but dude, that's
maybe you
yeah, it's right
do
there.
It.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Why?
I was about to say, maybe you can't do a mobile anymore.
All right, what's the question we're asking?
Does walking on Legos hurt?
So here's the question I have on Twitter right now. It says, does stepping on a Lego really hurt?
Okay, okay, I like that. Does stepping on, a Lego?
See, I'm not sure about how to phrase it.
Let's say,
Jared, what do you want? This argument is based on the fact of stepping on a kid's Lego.
Lego.
One individual Lego, right, Ian? That's what brought this whole thing up.
Just in general.
I would say in general.
Just
we'll
in
say
general,
a Lego.
Stepping on Legos.
Does stepping on a Lego hurt? Question mark.
Does stepping on a Lego hurt?
Right, yeah. Option one, good. Yes. Option two, double no.
No. It's gotta
no,
be
I
fair.
Know. Let's see.
Option one, no. Option two, are you a dumb baby?
You know, I'm going to save a picture of Legos. I'm going to include it. Legos.
How many days do you want the Twitter?
I'm doing
poll
it for a week.
A week?
Yeah, so we can come back here.
Well, if I'm posting this twice, I'm going to do... I'll do 2 days. 2 days and a week.
2 days and a week.
Cool.
Add to photos.
It is insane to me that people think stepping on Legos hurts. It is so bizarre to me.
And in a real sense, I think it's more of a joke, and people are like, oh, of course it's bad. Oh, yeah, I've done it that one time, and I was dead for life. That sense makes sense, Kyle. Don't laugh.
It reminds me of, like, when you're a kid and you cut your finger a little bit, like, I cut my finger off. And
I mean,
it's like,
to be fair, I get a paper cut now, and I'm like,
I was
son of a
say.
Bitch, this is oh, my whole week.
A paper right cut hurts worse than stepping on a Lego.
Which hurts worse?
Paper cut is worse.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yeah,
stubbing your toe.
Jared, you bleed 100% of the time when you have a paper cut. The same cannot be said when you step on a Lego.
Yeah. I have never seen someone bleed from stepping on a Lego.
Half the time I bleed from a Lego.
I've never seen anybody bleed from a paper cut.
I have bled from paper cut.
Really? I have bled
what?
From a paper cut.
I'm a small, weak boy, Jared.
I've never bled from paper cuts.
You got bad plasma.
Well, are we counting a cardboard cut? Because I did cut my hand.
I'd say
on a,
so.
Yeah, I think it's in the
on
same
a box. At
we're in the same Venn diagram there.
Okay. So yeah.
Where is this fucking picture?
I cut my hand real good on that cardboard, bro.
Yeah. Somebody move on to something else. So I look for.
You just want to cut it for the Doozdays.
Because
we've been going
yeah, but
for
it's
a
Speak Up and Suck Day.
Okay, we can do Speak Up and Suck Day then.
All right, Speak Up and Suck. It's also Kazoo Day. Go Kazoo Kid. All right, we're good.
I feel like we did Speak Up and Succeed last year.
Suck Seed.
It speak sounds up, familiar.
Suck yeah. Seed. And it's Kazoo Kid Day. Go Kazoo Kid. All right, that's it.
That's it for the Doozdays.
I took care of it, Kyle. You're welcome. Now, if only Ian paid attention.
There we go.
Yep.
There's that picture. Okay. The stepping out of Lego hurt, and I'm posting, publish, and I'm gonna vote, and I'm gonna share it.
I as well will vote and share.
All right,
because I think it is ludicrous.
Does this mean I have to be on Facebook now?
Yeah.
God damn it!
Are you not?
No, I haven't been on Facebook for like 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Gage, why did you say yes? It hurts.
Oh fuck! I did say yes. It hurts. Undo scrap vote. It. I can just do that. There we go. Share.
Okay. I was going to say, I was like, who was voted like, yes what? Already?
Please.
Don't be a dumb baby.
Please. Weigh in on this argument. And listen to the show. Thanks, fam. Share now. All right. Let's see how that goes.
Very right. Well. All right.
Jared, did you vote yes? Uh-huh. Okay. All right, yeah, Ian, what's your topic?
So I've been looking more into this coronavirus going on because my boss is very worried cuz he's going to they're going to a trade show in Las Vegas in next week actually. They're going to be there all week and there's going to be a lot of Chinese investors. And it started in Wuhan, China, and it's apparently dropping people like flies.
Yeah, people are for real dying.
Like legitimately, like they're walking and then they just fall over and don't get back up.
It's like a really aggressive strain of flu,
SARS.
Okay. Do you think we caught a little bit of that from our wish orders?
You know, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
If so, I feel fine.
You do. You got that good blood.
But I didn't get the flu this year.
Right. You're young. So it's strong still.
I'm strived.
Mm-hmm. That would make the most sense to me. Then I'm pretty much getting over this coronavirus right now, actually, if that's the truth.
Yeah, I don't think there's a way to get over it because it's a virus. And they don't have a cure for it.
Yeah, like, well, people are just going to die from this, and that's what we got to do.
Yeah, because the CDC has come out and said that they don't think that it is a threat right now to, like, America. But there's two cases so far reportedly. One is in Washington and Seattle, and the other is in Chicago, or Detroit, maybe.
I saw reports there might be one in Virginia, possibly. Hell
yeah. There was really? A group of kids that came to Virginia, yeah, from that area. But they weren't. They weren't confirmed to have it or anything.
So there was this girl because they seized all flights in Wuhan, and she got out, and she was positive for the virus. She got out and went to Paris and all these other countries, and was like posting on social media, being like, "Oh, got out, what's up?" and all this stuff. And she took a bunch of anti-inflammatories to drop her fever down so that she wouldn't get flagged, and that's how she got out. But guess what it came from? Have what? You guys heard? It no. came from eating fucking bats.
That's fucking awesome. This is like training guess to what? A supervillain.
Guess what, you weird other countries that eat crazy shit? If you eat crazy shit, you get sick. Stop eating weird shit.
Ian, and I know that's weird that's coming from me. Ian, I'm going to stop you.
Ozzy Osbourne ate a bat, and he's kind of shaken up about it, I guess.
Damn it, yeah, Jared, you're spoiling my part of the show. Ian, I'm going to stop you there.
Go ahead.
We have, on this show, brought in dumbass food from other countries, and you've eaten it here.
Which is why I said it's weird coming from me.
Question.
Yeah. What's up?
Gage, was any of that food bats?
Good question, Kyle. Sticking up for your mans. I like this.
It is unconfirmed, but I cannot confirm nor deny that, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to eat rotten fish that could melt paint off a wall.
You would think rotten. You aren't supposed to.
There's instructions to open it miles from your house. And we opened it in a room.
In your room.
Where people live.
And sleep.
Yeah. God.
So it's from bats and camels, it says. It's likely to
camels?
Cats and yeah, bats and camels.
I didn't know people ate camels.
I don't think they do.
I think they do. Just like
slipped in. A camel is like the Chinese food of their country? Like how we have cats and dogs?
It's not so, like a rodent?
It's a big desert rodent, Kyle. God, yeah, camel? Everywhere.
Yeah.
No, it's like a horse, kind of, or a donkey.
They eat kangaroos in Australia if they still had them.
They're rodents in Australia.
They all burn away. Bernie come and get them.
My friend suggested that we do good and send sweaters to koalas in Australia because they need help. And I'm like, they're already hot enough.
Yeah, yeah, sweaters.
Yeah,
they don't need a sweater.
Hey, some, you know how it's hot as shit right now? Here's a sweater.
Oh, you look like you're sweating real bad. How about a sweater?
That'll soak up all that sweat and get it off your skin.
Really put you down. I'm just trying to speed along the process of overheating the thing and letting it go. Because all the koalas, not worth saving, because they all have syphilis.
What?
Yeah, and they're that's high 24/7.
That's a fact.
They tell you not to touch the koalas.
And they all get
out.
Really high.
They tell you not to touch the koalas out in the wild or pick them up only unless they're like. Someone knows the koala. That's a terrible way to say
it. But personally, he's like, no, he's good.
Only touch it unless it's
confirmed.
Of the
unless it's confirmed Ted. Healthy, Ted's because right. the koalas they have a syphilis problem.
Wow,
it's syphilis. I'm pretty sure it's syphilis.
Somebody got to stop fucking them koalas.
I guess
they have a syphilis problem. You don't hear that with any other animals. Don't touch this dog. He's got
you
he's
know
got
up
herpes.
Until up until today, I had never heard that about any animals. So
are you looking it up?
No? He's got Ghana. You gotta be careful around this cat.
Oh man!
Don't touch the strays. They got Ghana.
Yeah, my fish caught the clap. Please don't put my fish in the fucking tank.
Don't touch the stray fish.
So
die on this show.
I don't understand how the symptoms are any different than any other cold.
Oh yeah, for sure. They're very vague.
Do you have them there?
Yeah, it says the symptoms of most coronaviruses, most.
Well, there's 7 coronaviruses.
Correct.
Only 2 of them, well, 3 now, can contract, can host on humans.
Corona extra.
There's SARS, the coronavirus, which is now, and then there's one other one. I don't remember the name of it, but it's really common. But the reason that this one is catching people off guard is because this one has been around for a while, but has never been able to contract to people. So somebody ate it, and it mutated it. And now it's being able to be transferred person to person. It's transferred through air now, according to the CDC.
It's upgraded.
So we're looking at a large-scale death poll. But I do, Kyle, you go ahead. But after this, I want to bring up every 20s, there's a mass virus. And I wanted to get a little bit into that.
Okay.
I just want to correct myself. The report is all koalas have chlamydia. Not syphilis.
Okay.
I'm glad we cleared the air.
And infection rates are as high as 90% of koalas have fucking chlamydia.
Just so get rid of those tweets.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
So it says here, the symptoms of most coronaviruses are similar to any other upper respiratory infection, including runny nose, coughing, sore throat, and sometimes a fever. That's every cold ever made.
That described me that 1 week.
Yeah, it's basically saying do you feel sick, you could be dead. You could be dead soon is what's happening.
Even when I feel healthy, I think I could be dead soon.
Well, but didn't they say like the same thing about like the bird flu and swine flu and shit like that?
Yes.
Like that basically all the symptoms were just symptoms of other things also. So it's like, well, you know, you might be okay, but you might also just be dying.
It's like, hey, are you sick this week? It's gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was weird because when I was in college, swine flu was going around, and there was like quarantine rooms at the end of hallways. Like, oh yeah, they got swine flu. I'm like, well, why the fuck are they still here?
So, like, how are we supposed to protect ourselves?
You don't.
You don't. You gotta hope.
Hope you die.
Yep. That's about it. That's all you got.
All right.
Just try not to be dead.
Can I give you an update on the poll?
You sure can.
The no's are now losing.
Why is everyone fucking babies?
I have their names.
That's not bad. Why is everybody?
They're all my friends,
yeah,
probably.
They're all your friends. One of them's my friend, but it might also be one of your friends.
Hold on. We can see?
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's all fucky.
Get
only
an iPhone.
One of them. Only one of them is not on my friends list.
Yeah. We have receipts now. So now we have to deliver Legos to those houses. Or at least to the nose. And
Why is everyone like babies? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, just touch the koala. I don't fucking
get it. Yeah, feel bad for the koala. Would you rather have chlamydia and not be allowed to be touched out in the wild?
Or step on a Lego.
I'd rather step on a Lego, but I don't think it hurts, so it's okay. Now, next poll. Would you have chlamydia from a koala or step on a Lego?
Don't ask how you got it.
Yeah. Oh, man. That must be fucked up. If your significant other goes to Australia, touches a koala, gets chlamydia, you come home, or they come home, and they're like, I have chlamydia. I don't know how I got it. And they're like, you fucking cheated on me. I can't believe you did this. I'm like, no.
I didn't. I only fucked a koala.
We went to a koala zoo. A koala was there. I touched the koala. And now I have chlamydia.
Now you did it. You touched a dang koala. Now you got chlamydia.
You got the clap.
You got the clams.
To be fair, you can probably get the clap from like a bad toilet seat too. So
yeah,
I think you just get.
I mean,
that
you
anyway.
Can get mono from swimming in the same pool as someone with mono,
or like a hot tub or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mono sucks.
I've never had it, but every time I go to the doctor and they're like, "Are you tired?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm pretty tired." They're like, "You could have mono." I'm like, "No, I'm just always tired."
Yeah, I'm just a lazy boy.
Yeah, they're like, "What are your symptoms?" I'm like, I don't know, but I am really tired usually. And they're like,
"Probably
gonna
mono.
Do a blood test. Gonna have to poke you with some needles right quick."
Man, I was in the hospital for mono. Mono was the worst.
I know, that's where you fell and hit your head.
That's where I fell and hit my head, and my life changed
forever.
Your
cough came about.
I'm waiting for my superpowers to activate.
Mono boy. I cannot speak in stereo.
I can only hear it out of my right ear. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No, can I have the other earbud, please? No, please, yep. No. The other one.
You're like sitting next to someone. I have to sit on your left side because my right ear is the only one that works.
That'd be fun movie continuity. That sounds like a bad Watchmen character.
The monolith.
You want to talk any more about Corona? Do we know anybody?
No.
With Corona?
Oh, but my boss was really scared because him and my sister are supposed to go to this trade show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'll miss you guys. And he was like, don't joke about that.
If you feel even sick a little bit, don't come back.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't know. What are we going to do? And like all this stuff. And I was like, I don't know.
Stay in the airport. That's the best thing you can do. Yeah. Give it to all the other outgoing flights.
Mm-hmm. Just go around the world.
Do you think that like with these weird diseases, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you go ahead?
No, you're good.
I was like, with these weird diseases, are we getting closer and closer to like a zombie thing?
Yes. I wish.
Like, because you mentioned that plague thing happens every 20 years, right? Like, we're close, right?
Not every 20 years. Every,
not every
like,
20 years.
20. So like 1720, 1820, 1920, 2020.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, assuming.
Yeah, it's around the same time period, I would imagine. I saw it somewhere. I didn't do any research because you know me. I just take things on blind.
Yeah,
page.
I just
read the title.
Right, yeah, you got to.
Also, it'll make people more interested to be like, oh, every 20s this happens. And it's like, whoa. And then you look and it's like, oh, well, maybe not. Yeah. But I don't want to look it up because I don't want my dreams dashed.
Right.
I
think
it's
it was like every
we already had one
years.
Correction already.
It's like every 100 years, God's just like, all right, got to get rid of some of them.
I'm not going to flood control. The earth this time, so I might as well just make
I
a
won't
disease.
Flood the earth. I'm just going to give you guys really bad colds.
I'm going to give you koalas with chlamydia.
You guys know the koalas, right? It's their turn.
You're next.
From where you least suspect it.
This is just a taste. Ugh, hey, Flint, how you feeling?
Don't taste the chlamydia, little koala.
Just give everybody a really bad cold or flu and just see who dies.
Yeah.
They're the weaker ones.
Lay it out.
They deserve to be here.
It's natural selection.
Can you taste the chlamydia in this water?
They should just lay out Legos and see who dies.
Is it something I said?
No, you're fine. Yeah. Put them on a bed of Legos. The strong survive.
I can't wait. Like, you know like how they do those like Indian things where they have like a bed of nails and they're laying on the bed of nails? I can't wait for like the American one where it's they're laying on a bed of Legos. And they're
how
like,
is
this
there?
Is no pain. And it's just like, how is he doing that?
Because I feel like those bed of nail things are like tests of strength that you see on TV and stuff. And like I imagine this is like a panhandling scheme too, where someone lays out their bed of nails, lays down, people are amazed, and all this bullshit. How are we not in New York during the summertime with a bed of Legos, laying down on that and being like, oh, look how strong
I
his
don't
back
feel
is.
Pain.
Whoa,
it should
him.
Should be the very tall ones that look like nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we could just be like, Ian, stand on my chest. And like, look, even now he's fine.
Breaking cinder blocks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would go over well.
Breaking cinder blocks?
Yeah, have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, when
people
they lay
on the
bed
of
nails
and then
they
crush a
cinder
block with
like,
somebody's like,
still not stabbed by nails.
Did you see that one where the guy was holding a cinder block? He was going to have someone smash it, and he missed a cinder block with the sledgehammer and went right on the dude's dick.
No.
Oh, it's a bad one.
Yes, I don't want to see it.
I don't know.
Weird that I was able to catch it.
No, that's cool. It's cool. It's fine.
With the sledgehammer?
What about it?
Trying to break the cinder block on his chest, and he misses the cinder block and smacks him in the dick.
Damn, that's cool.
Y'all's mic cut with out a sledge. And Gage didn't hear, but I have seen it, so I was able to pick it up.
Oh, gosh.
Ian, don't fucking bring it up. I don't want to see it.
Don't fucking bring it up.
Sledgehammer in the pants.
Nope.
Sledgehammer in the pants. I'm not looking it up.
Yeah, I refuse to see it.
Why? It's not that bad.
I'm good, dude. I'm good. All right.
Jared?
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, hop on in. We're going to the Sack Zone.
Touchdown!
All right, guys, welcome to the Sack Zone. All right, hop on in. We're leaving the Sack Zone.
Touchdown!
All right.
So it's a new year, and people are going to die this year. We didn't mean to know who.
We already missed one.
Jarrett spoiled my pick earlier.
Can it really be a pick if it happened?
No, it's not. It's not him.
Mm.
What did I say?
You said Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh shit!
That's my pick.
Oh okay.
So we did this death pool last year. Did you have the?
Hold
did
on,
you look at the
on,
results
Gabe.
For that?
Just because Ozzy Osbourne got the Alabama Shakes doesn't mean he's gonna die.
He's gonna die. That's my pick for the death pool. All
right.
We got Parker.
A little update. I'm really sorry, buddy. It wasn't a sledgehammer. It was an axe.
Yeah, it's like the back. The
no,
back
it's not. That's way worse.
That's
no.
not what you said it was.
It's worse now. The koalas have chlamydia, and it was an axe.
It ain't.
Oh, my God.
Again, I don't want to fucking see
it. He just takes it, and he's like, and he's just like, keep going. Oh, shit, dude.
So, Gage, my pick is close to yours, like in theme, I guess.
Okay. Rockstar, can I guess?
Yes.
One of the guys from Motley Crue?
No.
Okay. Axl Rose?
No.
Damn. I'll take one more. Is the guy from Velvet Revolver dead, that lead singer?
He is already,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, he looked sick years ago. I don't know.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper is a good one. Well, I mean,
yep.
I don't know if
Adam's... Alice Cooper?
I'm going with Alice Cooper. Because of the picture I just sent in the chat. He doesn't look great.
For anyone who doesn't know, he looked that way for like
15 years now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's normal for him.
He has started his career looking like this.
Yeah, he's always looked like that. Yeah.
Fuck.
You can change your pick.
I'm going to keep thinking.
That thumbnail was the axe. but yeah, we did a death pool last year, and you said you didn't look it up, Kyle.
I didn't.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think I said Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Oh, you did say Bill Cosby.
I think Regis came up too.
I think we had Betty White, but she's doing good. She has a documentary on Netflix now, so she's
of course,
the opposite.
She's gonna live another 10 years.
I think every time somebody picks Betty White to live or I mean to die, she lives on purpose.
Yeah, in spite.
And eventually she's going to be like 110 years old and just be like, guys, please stop saying I'm going to die because every time you say it, I can't.
Secretly, she's the devil.
She's like,
I will not
prison.
Die.
Yeah. I have
a
good pick, I think.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to pick Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
Is that a better pick than what's the other dude in that band?
Skeleton guitarist?
Yeah,
what's his name?
What the fuck's his name?
Oh, I have no idea.
Keith Richards?
Yeah, Keith Richards.
Yeah.
I think so.
Is looking at a picture of both of them, who looks worse off?
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler looks terrible too.
No way. I'm still going with Mick Jagger.
Okay.
Get with the mix up.
I don't think Mick Jagger. I don't think Keith Richards looks too bad.
Well, I think he's got that new blood, right?
Yeah.
There's a rumor he had that blood transfusion.
He's got a small boy's blood.
Small boy's blood. Took the blood of the innocent. For more music.
So, I'm looking at deathlist.net.
Oh, okay. I forgot about them.
They already have 1 out of 50 dead.
Was it Kobe Bryant?
It was not Kobe Bryant.
Was it Reese Darby?
It was not. He's just, no. It was Terry Jones of Monty Python.
Oh, he was on that list?
Apparently he was. He was number 45.
Wasn't he like 88 or something? He was pretty old.
He was 78.
78, okay.
There's a rugby player on here, Tom Smith. He's 49. There's no way.
Why not?
I don't know.
CTE, man.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm on Ranker for who they think is going to die.
Ranker, we know Ranker's not reliable because you can just change it and then tell us.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change a single thing, I pinky swear. So Prince Philip is number one.
That's what
he's
I have
old
as, well.
As fuck. He's,
and then Kirk Douglas.
Yep, I have him as well, 104.
Roberta McCain.
Oh, shit. Not on my list.
Ooh, she's 107.
Oh, my God. How is she not on this list?
Nobody knows. Alex Trebek.
Yeah, he's on here.
Vera Lynn.
Yep.
Olivia de Havilland.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Lloyd.
Yep.
He's 105.
Yep.
Is he on there?
Nope.
Oh, no.
So who do you guys got? Who's your pick for...
I think Ozzy is a pretty strong one, but the one I want to go with the most is Bob Barker.
Okay.
He's 97.
Bob Barker's not 97.
No, Bob he super is.
It says
there's no way right Bob Barker's
97. 97 is fuck, dude. Koalas have a chlamydia.
What?
No, they do.
We've seen it.
I gave you the stats. Bob Barker.
I typed in Bob Barner. Hold on.
And you know what's going to be? I've got it for you. Bob Barker's going to die this year. I don't know if he's had a birthday.
He's 96. What the fuck?
Okay, he'll be 97 when he dies. They'll have the funeral. Will be televised and all that. It'll be a game show like thing. Drew Carey's going to host it. Adam Sandler's going to come out and say something funny about, you know, he kicked my ass once, even as an old man. He still had it. Blah blah blah. Go watch Uncut Gems 2.
And then he's going to start waving into the clouds.
Yeah. Damn it, Kyle. Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing of Drew Carey and Adam Sandler talking for a long time, and then everyone's going to be sad. And then they're going to walk out every mistress Bob Barker ever had, whose daughter went on to be a show host for Price is Right, as like, here's this car, here's a grill, how about this bed?
So this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Just a couple days ago, January 24th, there was a fake news article going around saying that Bob Barker died and left his entire fortune to Trump.
I take that as points, Kyle. That's reported
news. No.
No, fake news. Fake news doesn't count.
It doesn't count when it comes from conservative tears.
That's a point.
How is it spelled? How is tears spelled?
Just like
cause,
that.
Because if it's tears like they're crying, then it's a leftist page.
Tears like what else?
Tears like a tear instead of like a tear cake. Like,
I don't know if you're
like three cakes
right
stacked on top of each other is a tear. Each tear, three tears is a three-tier cake. A tear is when you're crying and like you got water falling out of your eyes. That's a tear.
I get it. Or I got it. Stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
You ever think, did you think Bob Barker fucked on that show, Price is Right?
Oh, yeah. Sure he did. Oh, yeah.
Like those bedspreads and everything, he got it on?
He had to test them.
He's like, this bed is comfy and bouncy.
Watch that left side, though.
Feels great on my hip.
My bad hip. My one hip.
Well, how about Drew Carey? You think he fucks on that show?
I don't think Drew Carey knows how to fuck.
Okay. Okay. I'll buy it.
I can't wait to clip that out.
Tweet it at him.
Hey, is this true, Drew?
Oh, man.
You've been fibbing?
Yeah, Bob Barker's my front runner, and then Ozzy Osbourne's my dark horse.
My front runner.
Front runner.
So
Rob Reiner.
I don't know if this is cheating, but I'm going to take Jimmy Carter.
I saw Jimmy on there.
Wasn't he just sick?
He's in the hospital. He's been having some tumbles.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think he's been doing pretty great. So
still building houses.
Yeah. And yeah, he's yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Like you know him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There is. Saw him the other day.
Hey, Gage, a quick little update of a quick little update on our poll here.
Okay.
Carrie thinks that it, okay.
She texted me.
Me
and her have argued about this for a long time. Yoga Carrie, as you know.
Well, let me just say, Gage, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. We're going to have a long talk after today.
Why are you booing? She's right.
Wrong. She knows she's wrong. And then she got mad at me for texting while on the podcast, so I got to put my phone down.
She got mad for you texting on the podcast?
Yeah. She texted you.
She was like, how's it going? I was like, oh, it's going okay. And she was like, are you texting on the podcast? And I said, yeah.
It's not a video podcast. It's okay.
Did you set me up, Yoga Gary?
It's not live to tape.
But people are going to know.
Gage edits this thing. He can cut out anything he wants.
Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, we know you don't cut anything out.
So, my surefire pick, mm-hmm. like my I think this will happen is Kirk Douglas.
Okay,
he's like a million years old.
He is 100 something, right?
I've contemplated whether or not I wanted to say my dark horse out loud because I don't want to speak this into existence. But I'm gonna say Ian McKellen.
Oh.
Wasn't the one guy that plays Picard like in his death throes and now he's all right? What the fuck happened?
Patrick Stewart?
I don't think he was ever in trouble. Was he?
I don't know. He might have had a slip up.
Yeah, well, he wasn't like Tracy
Morgan.
He
didn't use the good bed and he fucked his hip up.
Yeah. Did everybody guess? Did everybody go?
I have a second one possibly.
Okay.
Jerry Stiller.
Oh, I saw Jerry Stiller.
I didn't know he was still with us.
Yeah, he's still here for now. I would say Prince Philip, but I feel like that's like a cheap pick because he's like, because the Clintons, you never know with them.
He's top tier.
Okay.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Wait, didn't we
do the saxophone already?
Yeah.
We did.
Huh.
Yeah, you made your picks.
Cool.
Yep.
I thought I heard Sax Zone earlier, and I was like, wait a second, how are we in Death Pool?
Did you just wake up?
I guess I was in a coma.
Yeah. It's okay, bud.
We talked about both. Is there any way we could pick somebody who's younger who might go this year? Because we're just swinging for the oldies here.
Pick a top tier age.
We need an age.
I'm going to say like under 40.
Ooh, 40 under 40?
Under 40.
Or can we just... Nah, that's mean.
Because last year I said one of the Paul brothers, and I was wrong on that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Tekashi 6ix9ine. Well, I don't know. Well, hold on. Is he going to be out of jail this year?
Is he? He is alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one's dead.
Why
is he showing me actors?
Someone was shot last year, right?
XXXXX.
That's the one.
Tentacle.
Tentacle Man.
And then Juice Land died, too.
Juice World.
Juice Land.
That's what I said.
You named a restaurant at a mall. I named a rapper.
Well,
okay.
I said both. So, yeah, when does Tekashi 6ix9ine get out of jail?
Not out of jail,
gets a reduced sentence, will not go free, being sentenced 2 years. Oh, shit, he ain't going to be in jail. He's going to be in jail.
No, he's going to be a long time.
So,
yeah, he probably going to be in jail the whole time. I don't know, he might still die in jail, though. But
nah, I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Let's see.
You said under 40, right?
Yeah.
Is that the only stipulation?
What? Only stipulation.
God, what do you think?
Who you got? Who's going to die, Kyle?
I think somebody... God, I don't know any of their names. Somebody in Greta Van Fleet, I feel like.
Who?
That's... the Led Zeppelin band that's not Led Zeppelin?
What?
There's a band that sounds just like Led Zeppelin.
But they are not Led Zeppelin.
They're called Greta Van Fleet. And they sound exactly like Van Halen.
No, they sound like Led Zeppelin.
Well, it's Van Halen. Well, it depends on which Van Halen. Sammy Hagar or maybe...
There's only one Van Halen. Don't even have this argument with me.
I'm just going to make a quick poll, if that's all right with you guys.
Yeah, make a poll. Include the koalas.
Do koalas have chlamydia, or are there three
Van Halens? Amazing.
I really don't know. I don't know. I could just say a rapper, a famous rapper.
See, that's what I was going to say, but I'm like, man, that's me.
All right, I got one.
What's that?
I was going to go after Lil Pump.
Okay. I'm taking Pete Davidson.
Oh.
Really?
The guy from SNL who was dating Ariana for a long time? Yeah. Pete Davidson. He's 26.
I'm going to take Trippie Redd.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's a rapper.
Of course.
Looks like Greta Thunberg if Greta Thunberg cosplayed it as a rapper.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I'm
that, there's a lot going on in that sentence.
I'm confused by this.
Anyone else?
I don't know. You're not I feel like I'm off. Condemning these people.
You're not far off. What, you think we're putting bad juju out there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't tell Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, I'm going. I'm
oh,
going,
God, you said it twice.
Yeah, he's not under 40.
He's far from 40.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of anybody that's under 40. A single person.
Not a single? Adam Levine.
I'll take it. Adam Levine.
You know, Adam Levine's not under 40.
If he's 41, I'm still taking it. When's his
Adam Levine is 40. Woo!
Hell yeah, let's fucking go.
He said
go.
Under 40.
That counts. I think that counts.
40
that's
and under?
I get double points
well,
if it
Well, we
hits.
Said under 40 because he's going to be 41 before the year's over.
He could die before that.
So you got till March.
March? God. Oh, double points. Real double. Sad real soon.
Double points if he dies.
Everyone's ready to get really
I
upset.
I want to let y'all know for a hot second I got worried because I looked up Adam Levine and the top result says Adam Levine, his life in images.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Dead yes. already. It was
already
today.
Got him. Damn, can watch someone die tomorrow that we
dead.
Picked.
How old is Chris Martin? Can I take him instead?
Who's Chris Martin? Yeah. I was going to say Kevin Hart, but he's 40 as well.
Damn.
How old is Chris Martin?
Who the fuck is Chris Martin?
You'll know him when you see him.
The old man?
Coldplay?
Chris yep. Martin?
Yeah, the guy from Coldplay. What, how
42.
Old is he? Fuck!
You said, oh, I was thinking Steve Martin.
I didn't know Chris Martin was married to Gwyneth Paltrow,
different.
Though.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, the dozen kids or whatever.
Yeah, Chris Martin, you know. Coldplay's dozen kids guy.
I'll take Pharrell.
Wow.
Really? You think his hat's going to wear out?
His hat's gonna
Ooh,
break his neck.
Can I make a different choice?
Yeah, the man sponsored by Arby's.
I might be fucked up saying this. I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna take Antonio Brown.
Oh yeah, he's going to jail.
Yeah, it's not.
That's
not
bad.
A bad bet.
I'm gonna
that's
take Antonio Brown, and yeah, I'm bad. Gonna take Tekashi 6ix9ine. Those are my two under 40s.
Can we, Kyle? You writing all this down?
Yep.
That's a no.
No, I am.
I just got lied to.
No, there's a pen.
Yep,
and a
there's
pad.
A pen and a pencil.
There's a pen and some paper there.
Yeah, it's not
don't know
being
what's on
used.
It.
You can hear it writing.
Oh, hold on, Gage. I'm writing something down.
Oh,
2 seconds.
There it is.
What's up?
Let me turn these pages.
Yeah. Send me a picture of it.
All right.
Anyone? Last minute death people.
I don't have anything.
Okay. What I want people at home to do, because I know they're listening, send in your picks for the death pool. Leave it in a comment or send it to the How We Do email, which you can find on our website.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave it in your iTunes
review. Yeah, leave it in your review. Reed, we're looking at you.
And we'll make that into a time capsule. We'll come back and look at all those reviews. But look at all these people who were just fucking putting the bad omens out there.
By the end of the year, we'll see what you decide.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see who you want to die.
Okay. Okay. I want to talk about, and I've been talking about this for some time now, I want to talk about kids being dumb.
Like Legos dumb? Like Legos hurt their feet
dumb?
Okay.
Right. Well, actually, not really. But I just want to point that back out there. It doesn't hurt. I was thinking, and I was talking about this the other day with some friends on what I used to do as a kid because I was stupid and didn't understand how things worked. And I don't know if we might have talked about this on the show. Someone has to help me, and then we'll just change topics. That when I was a kid, I would lay down in bed and wrap my blanket all the way up around my neck because I thought vampires were in the closet. And there was no way a vampire could bite my neck if my blanket was wrapped around it.
Yeah, that blanket's
Ooh,
made out of...
I did some dumb things like
so,
that.
So, like, under that vein, I was thinking, like, what did we think or do as kids because we just don't understand how the world works?
I thought that any part of your body that was uncovered by a blanket was susceptible to being eaten by monsters. So similar to what you said. Like, if your foot was hanging out from the blanket, monster could eat it. But if you're under the covers, nothing could kill you.
You were fine.
Yes.
Right. It's like the foot over the ledge thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similarly, my parents let me watch a lot of horror movies when I was a kid.
Sure.
And, so as you can imagine, being a child and watching those, like, I always thought, like, there was going to be a guy just come into my room and stab me. But he couldn't stab through a blanket because obviously a knife could never go through a blanket.
Well, he wouldn't know there's a body there.
Yeah, he wouldn't know. It's just pillows. Haha, got you, old crazy man. Yeah.
Gotta guess right.
The price is right.
So.
You guys got anything off the top of your head?
When I was younger, I used to think that all of the villains in various TV shows and also bad men on motorcycles would have a meeting in my room every night, so I'd have to hide under a blanket.
Why would they come to your room?
I don't know. They'd be coming to my room looking for me, and they'd be like, where's Ian? And the Joker was there, and also some bad guys on motorcycles and Decepticons.
Was this a dream, or was this something you just thought?
This is something I just thought. So I'd hide under my blanket for like an hour, and then I'd come out and be like, all right, meeting's over. Time to get some rest.
There's no way they're having a meeting in here.
Yeah, I was like, nowhere Fran and me having this meeting.
I didn't set these tables and put this coffee out.
They didn't clean up after themselves again.
We also, there was a guy named the Dummy that we coined his name the Dummy because we were looking for cars, and there was a... we were at like a car dealership, and there was this ice cream truck, and in the back of the ice cream truck there was this dummy that was just standing there, and we really saw this, and it was really fucking scary for us as kids. Mm-hmm. And so we called it the Dummy, and I had a little Power Ranger Jason, and he was big, actually. He was like a big teddy bear, but it was Jason, and I had him, and I had to sleep with him because he would protect me from the dummy.
Well, I'm glad you're still with us.
Yeah, the dummy didn't
get
me.
He did good. He did
didn't
get you.
I didn't attend a single meeting, so.
Kyle, you got any?
I can't think of anything right now.
I can give you two more as an example, because these sound like horrific things that we're all going to die. When I was a kid, I used to think that songs on the radio were played in real time, that they would invite the bands to the radio and play in the studio. And then kind of in the same vein of that, I used to think that people would manually change streetlights. Guy was sitting there watching through a camera and hitting a button.
I thought that too, with a switch.
Yeah, he was like, yep, all right, it's time for those cars to go.
Yep.
Okay, now it's time for those cars to go.
Because I always thought, I was like, how do they know?
Yeah, what the fuck? How do they? How can they ever tell?
Yep. Turns out it's robots.
Just what we need. More
the
robots.
The only thing I can think of is, like, when I heard a song that was edited, I thought that was the actual song. And once I, like, went back and listened to it, like, non-edited, I'm like, I don't recognize the song. Yeah. This isn't...
I used to think that somebody lived behind the milk at the grocery store.
Oh, and, like, set them all up.
Yeah, and would always just, you know, as soon as you take one, he's like, ah, shit. And a little light goes off. He's like, gotta restock.
It's like that game show thing, or that game you play, I guess, Dave and Buster's, where it's like, here, hit a light every time a light moves. And it's like, all right, every time milk's taken, I gotta fucking put milk in there, and I gotta move around like a damn spider.
Jared, I used to be the man that lived back there.
I know.
I would grab people's arms all the time and try to pull them into the
I used to wave
the
kids through
it.
There. When they would ask me to go back there, when I worked at Walmart.
You kind of wave a little bit, and then you kind of like turn your hand and try to like come here or something
to
like that.
To be like, there's balloon down here.
Yeah.
You like popcorn?
There's a balloon
pop,
down
pop,
here.
Pop. whenever I think of Child Kyle, I think of the...
Child Kyle.
Child Kyle? Child?
And, child? don't.
Child? When he talked about that cicada hitting him in the face, and he was on the phone, and you just dropped the phone and screamed.
Yeah, so I was probably, I don't know, probably like 11. I was talking to my cousin on the phone, and like that year we had like a giant like cicada outbreak or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was outside talking to him, and one hit me on the other side of my head, and I yelled and freaked out and dropped the phone and didn't hang it up and ran inside. I assumed he hung up, but I don't know.
He's still on it today.
I can just imagine like Kid Kyle screaming and running inside because a bug hit him.
Yeah, so I was playing Fire Red and...
is that why they call you Kyle?
That's
that could be part of it.
That's how the legend was born.
Part of it. Legend of Kyle.
Awesome.
No other dumb stuff? Would have a ton of dumb stuff.
Besides murdering fireflies and stuff, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I did a lot of that.
Yeah, we talked about your bloodlust already.
I couldn't help it, man. They were glowy.
Had to see him dead.
Guts.
Had to kill a beautiful thing.
I had to. Whenever I see a beautiful thing, I kill it. Why not?
You're like God-given chlamydia to koala bears.
Well, I don't know. You know what they say.
Like, I did a lot of stupid shit, but I'm trying to think of like things that I believed like, yeah. were real, but not like things that my parents told me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that. Turns out I'm a lot like my dad. Because he used to say lines from movies and things that were really funny, and we used to believe that they were 100% his things, and now that I do that, like, subconsciously.
Yeah. Like, you hear someone else say something funny, and then you just say it funny later, not trying to steal a joke, but you're like, oh, whoops.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, or like, because when we were kids, we'd hear a line from a movie that my dad would say, and it would make us laugh, and be like, whoa, he knows the same joke dad does! And it's like, ah, oh, you dumb idiots.
Yeah.
Huh. We didn't hear any of that.
I know you're there.
Okay. We wrote it funny. Down. I know you. Exactly what he said. It's weird.
Yeah, of course you do.
He's talking about what how I said. His dad would say jokes from movies and boom.
And boom.
Well, it's kind of close, I guess.
I used to get Cheetos, like the puffy Cheetos, and I would crush them with my fingers before eating them.
Crush them
is
with
that a
what?
Dumb thing? Crush them with my fingers and eat them?
Individually?
Yeah.
You would put a Cheeto out on a plate, let's say, and crush it individually with your
fingers. Yeah, I would get a whole plate for one Cheeto.
Plate knife.
I'm just saying, like if you got your bag of Cheetos, you got a plate, pull it out one Cheeto. Just as hypothetical, stick with me.
Put the Cheeto
on there and just mush plate it with a finger?
You pull out some lettuce, plate it,
And squish it.
A little garnish.
I used to think that new episodes of cartoons were like voiced in real time,
kind of
like
the radio,
like
thing.
How you radio thing.
Yeah.
Like whenever I would watch a new episode of SpongeBob, I would think that they were there, just watching the episode but talking as it goes. Yeah,
that'd be so stressful.
Yeah.
What did you think live stood for? Like when you were watching TV and they said live, like what did you think that meant?
Real living people,
like at like real life time, like yeah, real it's TV. Happening right now.
I thought it was like none of this is scripted. We got this.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting thought.
These are real patients, not actors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's like live PD.
Kinda, yeah.
And now you watch a lot of live PD, and you're like,
I wouldn't say a lot, but yeah, a lot.
Who watches a lot of live PD, Kyle?
Dude, it's fun. It's people
is
are
it
so
fun?
Dumb. Yeah, oh, it is. It's great. It's a hoot.
Kyle, I'm going to get you a police scanner for your birthday.
Please, Gage.
I know where I can get one.
Gage knows a guy.
Do you know when his birthday is?
Nope.
Good.
February 23rd.
Oh. Yeah, I sure knew that. Don't worry, you don't
you
know
silly
mine.
Silly Gus.
Never will.
Yep, it's okay.
So it's Kyle's birthday next.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should take the time and decide what we should do for Kyle's birthday for Kyle.
Okay, well, we can do that without him.
No,
that
I think
you can. You should.
It'd be a better surprise if he's here.
It's more. It's always more fun to hear somebody say, like, I want to do this for my birthday, and the people also planning it go, nah, we don't want to do that.
I don't think you're going to do that.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Are you
we
sure?
We got other plans for you.
Yeah, that's how you want to spend the whole day?
Yeah, no.
All right.
Sounds kind of dumb for you. We're going to do stuff fun for us, but for
sounds
you.
Sounds kind of dumb for you. Sounds kind of like a waste of your time, so I'm going to figure this out.
That's all a birthday really is, though. Like, you do it thinking that, like, this is for them, but it's something that we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate those people, by the way. I hate people that plan birthday parties. I did it as a bit, obviously, right now. I don't actually want to plan anything for Kyle.
Yeah.
He's his own man. If he wants to do something.
That'd suck to do
fuck
something
you,
nice,
Kyle.
Huh?
That's all I'm hearing.
Well, this is me getting back at Kyle for going and seeing a movie with
Catwoman. Yeah, that was Catwoman.
What movie did you go see with it? Oh,
couldn't recall.
It was Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit.
Saw that in the theater Saturday morning without
because
me.
I still remember it because I'm like, damn, I really wanted to go see Jojo Rabbit. I wish it was still
it's
playing
pretty
right
good.
Here. I'm really jealous of Kyle.
I'm very jealous of Kyle. I was sad that he didn't wake me up as a friend. A friend wake up. A wake up friend.
Yeah, Kyle, haven't you ever heard wake me up before you go-go?
He probably did try to wake you up, but he does that dumb thing that everybody does is they whisper to a person sleeping trying to wake them up.
No, not to them sleeping, but to their door, as if they could hear, like, as like, well. As like, are you hey, just real quick. Real quick.
Yeah, no.
But that happened to me. Somebody
I do that to my girlfriend sometimes. Huh? Where, if she falls asleep, and I want to, like, I'm going to go play Xbox or something, I'll go up to her and be like, hey, are you awake?
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Because I don't want to wake her up.
Everybody knows whispering is, like, the universal sign of being quiet, so they do that to a sleeping person.
Yep.
Ian, what were you saying?
But that happened to me. Somebody planned a birthday party for me for them.
Perfect. Damn.
Because it was actually, it's really funny actually, because me and this girl were nice. On the verge of breaking up, and she was like, "Well, can we still have your birthday party?" And I was like, "Fucking, I don't care." So we have it, and then 3 days after my birthday, we break up.
Damn.
And I was like, "What the fuck was the point?"
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, that's funny to me.
Funny to you. I'm glad it was funny to you though.
I was sad at the time. Looking back, I think it's very funny.
Well, I'll plan your birthday this year thinking of me.
You better not break up with me after.
Well, how else am I going to get you off this fucking show? You and Reed are going to go have, like, a marriage or something now, right?
A marriage.
No, but I will wait for Reed to send in his review.
You know what? Have we checked it to see if he figured out his shit?
We haven't.
We Let's did have... Right We but did I, have something though, right?
I don't know. Did I will we? Personally read it yes. if he said I will read Reed's
boo.
No, it's a good bit.
No, boo.
No, come on.
Cody sent something in, right?
Oh yeah, do you want to read that?
What was it?
Go for it, Gage.
Okay, well, I guess I'll do it. Reed did. He wrote nothing.
So. Yet.
Yet. Did Reed will. He's a man of my word.
Kyle, go ahead and put Reed in the death poll.
Oh, no. Gage?
He's under 40, Gage. So...
I want to put the pressure on. Get it while you can. All right, then, Cody wrote in to the How We Do podcast, much like you can, on our website.
Thank you.
Much like you can, Reed.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you in the future, Reed. Future Reed. Cody writes, catching up on the podcast, I heard y'all... He wrote y'all twice, and it's fucking with my
I do see that.
Yeah. I heard y'all...
Dyslexia.
I heard y'all... I guess that's supposed to be talking about. I heard y'all talk about the puff of air to check your eye pressure and wanted to let you know that's nothing. So we got a whole Lego, non-Lego thing going on here. When I moved to PA a couple years ago, I went... And by the way, Cody, you don't have to put the periods in a state abbreviation.
He can do what he wants.
Nope, he can't.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I went by a new eye doctor, and the... And, oh my God, I didn't realize how bad this was written, Cody. I went by a new eye doctor, and they poked my eye with a fucking stick. Not sure if it was plastic or wood, but they took a stick and poked my eye. I went back to work and told my coworkers, and when I explained the puff of air, they recoiled like that was somehow worse. I'd take the puff of air any day and glad I don't live in PA anymore, so yeah, have fun with that thought.
What does that do?
I like to think that they just like were like, this will do, and they grab a stick and just like give it a little kiss on your eye.
Well, I think,
but that's like you guys don't like the orthodontist tooth mold thing, but I actually I thought that was kind of nice.
I think in Cody's rare situation here, going to a new eye doctor in a new place, right? They probably, and I only know this because it's Pennsylvania, and they're a bunch of hicks and. Stuff over there and just totally just a dumb state.
Well, it's a commonwealth.
Well, we're a commonwealth too.
That's the point.
Well, I mean, they're just big dumb idiots over there in Pennsylvania.
Hold on, where's my wealth?
It's common.
Big dumb it's big common. Dumb idiots over there in Pennsylvania.
It's common. It's
they don't know how to work computers, so they probably couldn't pull up Cody's records from his previous eye doctor and didn't know if he had glass eye or not.
They're just checking eye strength.
They were just checking, making sure those were real.
Eye integrity. Like,
making sure the structural wall of his eye
soluble it was.
Couldn't be penetrated so easily with two different kinds of sticks.
We're just going to check your membranes real quick.
Yep. Do you think eyes are wet inherently? Or, like, do you think they're waterlogged, or do you think that they're, like, solid and they just roll around?
I have never thought. I don't think they're soggy.
They're not soggy.
You don't think they're soggy eyes?
It's like, what I imagine is if you drop, like, a Super Ball into water and just pull it out, and you're like, oh, that's it. Or maybe lube.
I was going to say,
lube might be
a
better representation.
Because what if they poke his eye and all of it, the juice falls out? And it's just like...
the eye goop?
And he's got to suck all the juice back up in his eye to see again. Cody, is that how it was? Can you tell us?
What a fucking image that is. Oh, my God.
Like, they poke it to see if it, like, de-water logs. Like, it, like, deflates from water, and then, like, he has to soak up the water real quick.
Well, it's
Cody,
like...
Cody, can you tell us if that's how it was, bud?
Maybe that wasn't an eye doctor at all. Maybe...
That's what I'm thinking.
Just some man.
Some man got in there and was like, eyes are kind of like Venus flytraps. When you touch the middle, they close.
I'm thinking somebody like grabbed a chopstick that they had that day for lunch and just
yeah,
like
gotta get
let's
that
do
out
something
there.
With this, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check this thing out.
It would be funny.
It was just some old man that just like grabbed a stick and was poking his eye.
You got some strong eyes, boy.
Hey, this thing glass. Let me give it a poke.
Please, no.
I liked the Venus eye flap thing. That was nice.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad we weren't dumb kids forever.
Reed, send in a review, bud. Just gonna put that out there again. It'll be like this every episode.
Should we make the title of the episode Reed, Review the Podcast?
Yeah. Reed, Review the Podcast.
When's he gonna get to it, though, is the thing.
You'll get to it when it comes out.
Review the Podcast.
Well, okay. There's no transcript. You're not gonna read the podcast.
I hate you.
Let Jarrett have his joke. I liked it.
Okay. I was going to say review the podcast and we'll read it online.
But we will read it. If anyone reviews it, we're going to read it.
That's the joke, because his name is Reed and we're going to read the review.
We said Reed Reeds already, right?
Reeds?
Reeds Richards.
Reeds Reefs? Sweet Reeds. I like to say, whenever I go to the library and I hear a librarian reading a book to kids, I'm like, oh, Sweet Reeds.
Sweet Reeds, dog.
Sick Reeds, bro.
Do you hang out at the library at the desk for when someone asks, like, do you have this book? And you're like, oh, sweet reads, dude. That's
a good read.
Sweet.
That's a sweet
you're
read.
You're going to have a great time with that one.
Toothpick in your mouth with your foot against the desk.
Just acting like
a lot of chapters in that one.
That's about a 600-page. No, NBD.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming along. Thank you, Reed, for writing a review next episode.
Future-proofing the episode, because we know you're going
to future-proof. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I was watching the tournament, and Zane just did something really cool.
Way to pay attention.
Yeah, you know, I got a 7-track mind.
Don't worry. I'm going to sit here and text on the podcast.
I know. You're going to tell Carrie, and then Yoga Carrie's going to split your brick.
She's going to
open your heart.
I don't find Legos tough to step on. She's probably mad. It's like, I can't
I'm more worried
you.
She's going to open up your heart again, because that sounded like a traumatic experience.
Yeah. She did. Yeah. Well, it wasn't her opening up the heart. It was the dangerous lady who was a substitute yoga teacher who probably had never done it in her life.
She allowed it to happen.
Yeah, she let it happen. She knew it wasn't normal, and she was like, I guess we'll see where this goes.
Carrie did say, she did threaten me. She said, we're going to get her nephew's Legos, and I'm going to step on them. So.
That's not a threat. That's
it's not
like,
a threat,
because hey,
it doesn't hurt.
Do you want this inconvenience to happen? Because it's going to.
You
want to
show me how you can
stomp.
Stand on something
yeah,
and
step,
be a man?
Step, not stomp.
All right. So.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for coming along. You can find this show on iTunes and on Spotify and on Google Play. You can review the podcast like Reed is going to do, and rate us 5-star also like Reed is going to do, because he promised me in his heart of hearts. And if you write a review like Reed will, we're gonna read it online. No pun intended, obviously. Word for word, because that's what we do. We're men of our word, and Jared's here too. So thank you, Chef.
You said my name, but didn't say a word after it.
Stay golden. raise hail, praise Dale. And do it for Johnny.